person, you know, presentation. So I would like to share this, you know, the very shortly Vietnam progress report, like other reports. I review shortly, you know, what we have done in last year, whether it's in line with our commitment. In our proposal, whether we can get, you know, expected result and especially outcome, and then I would more, you know, emphasize on the next step, because this would be crucial for the first phase of WCG. And as many people mentioned today, is we have done many, but you know, must have be done in the next year. So that's my presentation. So. Looking back on our, you know, program proposal, we put a very clear, you know, objective of this, you know, small grant, but you know, quite important, that, you know, we hope that, you know, this program will help us to improve research capacity within our university related to trade policy issue. So many people mentioned that research capacity in developing countries, especially on this issue, is very weak for many reasons, the lack of data, lack of methodology. This program will help us within a shorter time to improve it. Secondly, you know, it's not only research, pure research, but we would like to, we hope that, you know, by providing a good evidence-based research, we can provide a good policy advisory capacity, especially in the case of Vietnam. You know, this Vietnam, you know, joined WTO 4 years ago, and a lot of issues related to international integration and WTO assessment impact on Vietnam is unknown for researcher, but also especially for policy maker. So this is small grant. With this small grant, we would like to, we hope that we can share with many other, including policy maker, some of idea, experience, best practice. And finally, you know, improving teaching quality. Our faculty not specialize on the international trade, but because of development in economics, this is a very important issue of international integration. So teaching quality here means also research, evidence-based research, and also related to one of very important development issue facing Vietnam. So we have this expected that we build the research capacity, we get engagement in the policy debate at different level, including the local and the central level. We try to establish a database on trade policy, because it is now, you know, the data is very, it's a shortage, is a real problem for good research in Vietnam. And then, you know, in terms of outcome base, we should have some research paper, and we very much in our proposal we put a great emphasis on producing regular biannual policy update report when we cover many issues that, you know, researcher and also policymaker expected, including macroeconomic, you know, development, trade, and FDI. This is three big issues that Vietnam interested. And by doing this, we can establish a network of researchers within Vietnam and hopefully, you know, in the region. So this is cell assessment. I mean, I would think, you know, the first year of implementation of this program, most graduates are in risk. We have not done most of them, but, you know, within hopefully with the following with next year and with the following activity, we see this, you know, we are on the right track with what we committed, and we hope, you know, to provide a better result, a better, you know, outreach next year. We form a good, you know, a team of researchers now specialized on the issue of international trade. We building now, you know, database that we can share with other people. We producing some technical paper. Some of them have been published in the local journal, but, you know, we can go further in international later on. We producing a good database, especially working with the Global Trade Atlas. We have a monthly database on trade flow between Vietnam and other country. This is unique trade database in Vietnam, so we can share with other people to do good research on this. We have a Vietnamese statistical system, but it's no classification and this no systematic systematically collected. That this database would be very useful for research. More importantly, the team has been able to approach and establish a working relationship with the policy making through the National Assembly Economic Commission. So we now have a work plan working with them and actually team up with them on the key policy issue through our research. Now, because the chairman, I myself have been invited into a macroeconomic advisory group of Economic Commission of National Assembly, so we have an agenda. This is very good entry point, so we can share our research working agenda and provide a direct input into policy making process. We have established a formal agreement with other university in the Central Vietnam. You may notice Vietnam have Hanoi and Ho Chi Minh City is the center, but other university in the other region have limited access to all this teaching material. So we want to team up with them and to provide joining training activity with this we call it disadvantaged university. So this is a part of joint training program. We don't develop the training program within our university, but working with other university and the local government in this area. We have a discussion with the newly established WTO reference center in Hanoi that also under the WTO program to combine our research and also information. So discussion have been we have discussion with people there, and maybe next year we can have a joint activity, especially sharing training material and data for our research. So that could improve a lot the outreach and also efficiency of the program. Having said that, the research that remain the priority of this program. So, like other program, we have a teaching program, but also research program. But in our project, our program research, we put a priority on research. Very simple reason that Vietnam needs a lot of evidence-based kind of research to fit into the policy debate. As a new member of WTO, we joined WTO 4 years ago, and you can look now, starting you remember, there has a lot of changes since we joined WTO. So if you look at this one example, after joining WTO, we have we're facing many challenges, including global financial crisis, domestic macro turbulence. But many people correlated or associated with WTO accession. So this misunderstanding and also this is some very intensive debate about the new development paradigm, whether we can follow the export oriented or open approach, whether the new role of FDI or so on. So this quite interesting in the case of Vietnam, and we hope that this is some good policy debate can be facilitated using a limited resource of our program and also our establishing relationship. Here's some result or output that we have been able to produce. Some of them is the unfinished finished product, but you know, we are on a dry track of providing this one. First, in our trade update report, we call the Vietnam macroeconomic and trade and investment update. We finished the first draft, and we go into to public the first volume soon, and starting the second. The second is more important because you know this review the whole you know 2010 year using the data we able to get from different sources. We conducted two technical papers that I mentioned on the linkage between the export and exchange rate, and this under you know, demand or request of the Economic Commission of National Assembly. So and we working together with UNDP. Our draft in Vietnamese is ongoing, and within a month we have a workshop and provide. And keep it in the final version. We starting to work on the non-market status. It's a very controversial and important issue in Vietnam. When we put a work plan, we have a 2 year you know, time frame. So in the first year we just do a literal review to have a consensus about what really you know non-market status and how we can apply and in the case Vietnam. So this is you know small part we have done in the first year. Lesson learned from the first year of implementation that I said you know, we are on the dry track. We start quite so slow, but you know we on the track to get some of this result. What we need is a better communication and dissemination, especially you know working more effectively with the policy making agenda. That now is the door open to us because you know we get some formal engagement with them, and we need to use more effectively in our WTO resource. I mentioned about working with WTO reference center to get and also other you know, chair from the program. With the research institution and agency, in terms of one of recommendation to back to us is about increasing regional cooperation. I think this is a good opportunity to work there. Even the case of ASEAN and the region, we have now four chair program in the Asian, and there is a trade agenda in ASEAN is very 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 big. A lot of issues now discussing within the ASEAN country, like you know work on trade in services and macroeconomic policy. So we need to work more on this area. So next step, that I said, accelerating research and training activity, providing output that you know that we haven't done you know, in the first year, and starting to work on training activity, and considering some of the option or possibility of regional cooperation with other partner. But again, research remains the priority of the program, and we put heavy investment on this to ensure that we can provide quality research and contribute to better policy debates that are ongoing in Vietnam. So especially, you know, it's talking about completing this non-market status paper, accelerating the trade update publication and widely disseminate it among different stakeholders. We considering you know providing other technical paper on emerging policy issue in Vietnam like FTA, global production network, dealing with capital flow, and FDI. So many things we need to select and let in consultation with the government agency and especially with the Economic Commission of National Assembly. So I hope you know we next year we can have more to present and more to share with you. Thank you.